My father was an architect. He was a fighter pilot with the Fleet Aero in the British Navy. And my mum and he met when they came out here. And anyway, my dad retrained and at university, went back and studied applied maths and pure maths, and went into architecture. He was a very, very artistic man in his own right. He was a very fine musician, played the piano, and he described his own voice as a bass that sounded a little bit like a corn crank. I guess that's a separating machine of some sort. Which I thought it was a beautiful thing for a Welshman to say. And anyway, my mum and dad, as I say, separated, and then I grew up under my mother's guidance, and dad went off and remarried, and I have a half brother and sister in Wales, and all the families are very musical. I didn't get to see my own dad again until I was about 21, 22, and I'd only just then been recently married. No, sorry, I was just like 23. And as part of a bit of a holiday, I met up with my dad after about 20 years. First time, and yeah, it was a very emotionally charged experience, and had a wonderful, wonderful time. But that's where my introduction to Italian music, especially the sort of the Verismo sort of singing, and especially artists like Corelli and Gigli and Di Stefano and De Baldi, Simeonato, all these people, and Gobbi, came into my ears at a very early age.
Right, through music played in the house?
Through music played in the house.
Sure.
My mother was a relatively musical person in her own life, innately.
Sure.
And had a very strong, natural singing voice. More in the middle range rather than as a high soprano. So I suppose she would be a high mezzo.
Right.
If she were to be trying.